The book is called Me by Jimmy Big Boy Valenti, as told to Garrison Keillor. It's a parody of a ghost-written political autobiography and testament.
And when did it hit you to write this book?
I started to write this book back in about the middle of November. It seemed to me so amazing, Ventura's election, especially after I looked at the highlights video of his wrestling career, and to see him in his garb, see this character that he created, and to imagine how he had used that character to run for governor. So I wrote the book, which turned out to be a rather genial piece of fiction, really very far from being mean-spirited, and I try to get his philosophy down on paper as I created this sort of Dickensian tale about a child abandoned at birth in Minneapolis, adopted by Lutherans, who is an indifferent student and then transforms himself by weightlifting and gives himself a new name and joins an elite Navy unit called the Walruses, which stands for Water, Air, Land, Rising Up Suddenly. It's satiric fiction, and I think it's funny.
So there's no doubt that it was inspired by Ventura. You say it's funny, and people are eager to say that it's an attack. Any idea why?
It's not an attack at all. I rather like the governor. I think he is in the course of discovering himself in public and figuring out who he is, and he's successfully shed a lot of his rough edges while still holding on to his sensual outlook and view of life. I admire a person who can do that, but more than that, he simply is a gigantic figure in Minnesota. Everybody I know talks about him all the time. Every child I know, every boy I know tries to do a Jesse imitation. For a Minnesota humorist to ignore this phenomenon, you'd have to be crazy. It's a huge gift. Wherever you go in the country, people ask you about this wrestler who was elected governor. Everybody's talking about him.
How much of Valenti's fate do you want to describe for us?
Valenti's fate? Valenti's is elected governor and immediately thinks about running for president. That's his dream. The great thing to Jimmy Big Boy Valenti about having been elected governor is that he finally has impressed his hero, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And after he's elected, Arnold Schwarzenegger, for the first time, calls Valenti on the telephone. And Valenti listens to Arnold's voice on the machine saying, "Jimmy, pick up. If you're there, pick up." And it just thrills him to the quick.
How does he do as governor? How does Valenti do as governor?
Oh, we don't know. We don't know. He's only barely been elected. And that's not the aim of the book. It is so far from being a critique or an attack on the governor, couldn't be farther away from that. It's really a very friendly book.
Then how do you characterize, how do you describe Valenti's philosophy? You say that you tried to get Ventura's philosophy down on paper.
Valenti runs as a candidate of the Ethical Party, and he runs because he's tired of wrestling. His back hurts. He's done as many flying mules and atomic handshakes as he cares to do. He hurts from throwing 300-pound men out of the ring and into the folding chairs. And he's looking for something else. And he's approached by a man from the Ethical Party who wants him to run for governor. And it's such a beautiful idea to get vindication after having earned your living as an adult wearing pink boas and spangly tights and dangling earrings and creating the role of a jerk to make immense crowds of people angry at you. He wants respect, and this is the way to get it. And he does. He wins. He's successful.
Although Ventura, while he was certainly known as a wrestler, spent just as much time as a talk show host, and a lot of his constituents, a lot of the people who voted for him, knew him through the views that he expounded and elaborated on KFAN and on KSDP.
That was an intermediate step, but the persona that he used on the air was an offshoot of the Jesse the Body Ventura that he created in the wrestling ring. He never turned his back on that character that he created, and it really was brilliant the way he was able to carry that persona forward into political commentary and then into his candidacy. Because the character, if you go back and look at the wrestling highlights video, is really pretty silly. It's really ridiculous. Doesn't come off well on television. He wasn't that great a wrestler, but somehow he's carried that character forward very, very successfully. This is a work of satire that is not shooting the wounded. This is a work of satire that is about somebody who is riding high at this point. That's who satire is supposed to go after.
Are you worried at all that criticism will come of this book from people who haven't read it, from people who will read it, and they'll say, there goes public radio being snobbish, poking fun at an everyman, a guy who, you know, pulled himself up essentially by his bootstraps and made himself into governor. There goes public radio again. And it's just going to end up hurting Minnesota Public Radio and other entities like that.
I had such a wonderful time writing the book. It was so much fun to write. And I can only assume that people who read it will have as much fun reading it. It's the role of the press yesterday, today, and tomorrow to make fun of people in power and to satirize them, criticize them, report on them. And that's the privilege of public radio as it is of people in commercial radio. And we should never give that up.
So you don't bother worrying about it? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's a funny book, and when you've written a funny book, you feel good about it. You feel wonderful. He's a wonderful, wonderful subject. So grateful that he came along, and I think most Minnesotans are too. I think they love to see him and hear him and read about him. Very good friends of mine, voted for him, and we love to argue about him.
How did those arguments go?
It's just guys sitting around in a kitchen drinking beer and saying outrageous things, trying to get each other's goat.
So far, the governor's office is not offering comment. There are some who say that when the governor heard about it, he was quite angry. He supposedly flew off the handle. Do you care to speculate on why the governor would get angry about this?
I have no idea what the governor's reaction was. I think if he read the book, I think he would find it humorous, at least parts of it. And he'll have a chance to in a couple of weeks. And as soon as I get a copy, I'll autograph one and send it up to him.
Why is the media so eager to set up this contest, this bout almost between you two? Isn't that what it seems like?
I haven't seen the story that was in the New York Post, but the reporter didn't talk to me and hadn't read the book, so I'm a little mystified what he might have found to write about. That's the New York Post, you know. It's
So why is the media so interested? The Post obviously is. I would bet that other outlets are going to, you know, make it look like a contest between you two. Why are we hungry for it?
The only person I know of who's interested is you, John. And I assume it's because of the fact that I've bought you lunch so many times and that I've been so good to you in the past. Is of great interest because he's a fascinating character, and he created himself. One of the first rules of politics is to be memorable, and this guy, his appearance, his voice, and his character are memorable and riveting. There isn't any way that he can't be the center of attention. He's not a retiring sort of person like me. I'm a guy who sits in a room alone with a laptop computer, and I practice the art of being invisible when I'm out in public. We couldn't be more unlike.
Is there anything in Ventura that reminds you of the factual Huey Long or of the fictional The Mayor in O'Connor's The Last Hurrah?
I think that Ventura is a work in progress. That's the fascinating thing about him. He doesn't come complete with a great deal of baggage. He's been pretty good at shedding walking away from things that he's said in the past that you know are not useful anymore, which all politicians have to have that ability. You have to be able to turn and to move and not be trapped in what you thought last year. I think that he's fascinating. And one of the fascinating things about him, I think, is that he is a viable candidate for president. I think that the man could, if he were moved to, and if his element of the Reform Party were able to wrest it away from Ross Perot, I think the man could go out and do some serious damage as a presidential candidate. That's really quite amazing.
When you say damage, what do you mean by damage?
Damage. I mean, go out and make a big dent in the primaries, and and get a lot of ink, get a lot of attention. This man is not a shallow or dense person, and isn't portrayed as such in this book. This is not a book about a dummy. He's not a dummy. He's very smart.